What do you mean you do a lot of the work yourself?
Well, essentially, we do all of the software, so the computers that we're running start off with Linux as the base. But after that, it's really custom software to move all the data around. The web services, all the identity management, all of the database activities, all of the indexing, all the searching, all the ranking, all that kind of stuff in the cloud we do ourselves. This is a great core competency of the company, and we have not only data centers, but we have fiber that interconnect those data centers and connect to the ISPs. At Google, speed is critical, and part of the way we get that speed is with that fiber.
How many data centers are there?
I don't actually know.
Are we talking about a half dozen, a dozen, or are we talking about dozens?
I think my overall description would be in the dozens. There are a very few large ones, some of which have been leaked to the press. But in a year or two, the very large ones will be the small ones, because the growth rate is such that we keep building even larger ones, and that's where a lot of the capital spending in the company is going.
Why do you have to control your own fiber to connect the data centers?
One of the neat things about the bubble is that people built all of this fiber that is now essentially free. What's funny about our fiber leasing and purchasing is that people are always assuming that we have some master plan involving telecommunications, when, in fact, if you think about it as just solving the supercomputer problem, we just want the thing to be faster.
Then why are you being so aggressive trying to get many Wi-Fi projects going around the country?
Because we benefit from broadband. Remember, one of the critical things in our model is that having inexpensive or ideally free access to broadband is a good thing, and the more broadband we can get globally, the better. It's better for the world. It's better for our advertisers. It's better for Google.
Okay. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.